as the claim construction, that's what we said. And your opposing counsel relies on that case. Why isn't that this case?
Well,
what's different from Vidal's to this case?
First of all, what I think is different is, number one, Your Honor cited one of the portions of the spec, but there are several that talk about the present invention. And this court has a line of cases that say when you refer to something as the present invention, that's a kind of signal that this is important, this is essential to the invention, and you can't ignore it.
How do you distinguish that when they were talking of the present invention, they were discussing the final product, but these are all process claims?
That's true. These are all process claims made, we say, with a substantially pure CPK. We say that's a requirement to carry out the process as taught in this patent. If I may just get back to the question of the Liebel-Florsheim, I think this case, frankly, is more correctly addressed as kind of the flip side of Your Honor's decision in the Saunders case. That case, if you recall, had to do with a pressure-activated seal in a pneumatic cylinder. Mm-hmm. And in that case, you found there was not a claim limitation. But you went through the factors that this court has recognized as supporting a situation where there will be a term read into the claim, so to speak. And here we're not really importing something into the claim. Let's be clear on that. The picture of the pararegioisomer is in the claim. It doesn't say substantially pure, but it's shown as the pararegioisomer. It's not shown as the mixture, which is clearly shown in the patent. For example, if you look at column 12 of the patent, at lines 40 to 45, you can see that when they wanted to show a mixture of a para and a meta, the line going from the left substituent to the benzene ring goes into the center of the circle. When it's the four or para position, it's what's shown in claim one. And if it were in the three position, it would be the meta. This means the mixture. And this is also important because it goes to the point that Mr. Berghoff raised about example two. Right after the specification talks about the fact that these are the various piperidine derivatives that can be used, made in accordance with the invention, it goes on to say, as Judge Bryson pointed out at column 11, that the piperidine derivatives of the present invention are prepared. And Judge Brown, Chief Judge Brown in New Jersey said, doesn't say maybe, doesn't say can be, says are prepared by using a substantially pure regioisomer of the formula.